Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Soccer matters.
For Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid, gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Oribe! Goal!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back. How about some empanadas? Now, Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe is at 5393 Westheimer in the Galleria. These are mouth-watering empanadas. They're packed with beef, lamb, chicken, pork, venison. I was over there the other day. You have a sweet tooth. They've got guava, strawberry, and Nutella. I mean, there's so many choices. What I love about it is the batter is not overly heavy. Beautiful. Empanadas. Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe, a wonderful Argentine vibe. It's my great friend Sebastian Abraham. Great coffee, espresso, everything Argentina about this little cafe. Again, it's Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe. Order them, pick them up, take them back to your office. You will be loved. You can also get them on DoorDash and Uber Eats. Little Patagonia Empanadas. All right, sticking with the theme of La Liga here tonight, we get into it here. Darko Pracinic is a midfielder for Osasuna. They're currently eighth in La Liga. They are in the Copa del Rey semifinals. They are a fan-owned club. They got a great history. Let's listen to an interview with Darko Pracinic. Well, Darko, let me just start it off with this. Just tell us a little bit about what it's like to play for a club like Osasuna and the family-type atmosphere, the fans, the whole environment in La Liga.
Yeah, it's a great thing, really. I wanted to come to Osasuna to have a little like 2 or 3 or 4 years to play in the same team with the same players, with the same staff, and I'm really happy here. I found here a lot of good persons in the club, in the city. We had the remodelation of our stadium. Now the stadium is really great. The atmosphere is great. So I'm really happy in Osasuna, and it's fourth year. It's my fourth year here. So I'm really happy, and my family also. It's very important that the city is very good. My family and my wife and kids are really happy here also.
We're talking to Darko Pracinic. He's a midfielder for Osasuna. So you talked about the stadium. It's called the El Sadar Stadium. Holds a little over 23,000. Tell us about the environment on game day, because I've watched some of the Osasuna games on television here in the U.S., and I'm kind of here going, boy, I wish I was in that stadium.
Yeah, it's really special, especially for us, because in every game you have some bad moments, some mistakes, or you missed some opportunity. But the fans are always there, always to support us. So we are really happy with them, and we only try to compete every game, to try to win every game. And I think that they can see this. So even about after some bad games, they support us, and we are really happy with them.
Darko Brozovic, he is a midfielder for Osasuna, 17 appearances this year, has a goal scored against Valencia, came off the bench against Atletico Madrid in the 1-0 loss recently. You guys will be playing an upcoming match on this weekend against Espanyol. You're eighth in the La Liga standings. You played in Serbia. You're Serbian. You've represented your country, obviously. We all know here in the United States, Serbia's got a great soccer history. You played for the legendary Partizan. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to play for that club in the Serbian first division, where you won the title four times.
Yeah, like a dream, for sure, because I love Partizan from, I don't know, from 3-4 years. Also, when Partizan called me, I was really, really happy. I wanted to go there. So with 13 years, like child, I went to Partizan. So from child, I became a man in Partizan. I won titles, cups, play champions, Europa League. So every dream I could live in Partizan. So it Partizan is really special for me. These days I watch basketball club. In a few days football club start to compete again. So the Partizan will be special always for me.
Darko Brozovic, midfielder for Osasuna, joining us here. Obviously, your development, a lot of that credit has to go to Partizan, right? Because you were there as such a young boy.
Yes, for sure. Like I said, I went like child and to Partizan, and went from Partizan like a man with so much experience in football, in life. With one kid on way, so always I said the Partizan it's a great part of my life, of life of my family. So Partizan is like my home, you know. I can go every day to Partizan Stadium, to Partizan basketball club, and I will be happy. And they are, for sure.
I can't let you leave talking about Partizan without talking about what the rivalry is like when you play Red Star Belgrade.
Yeah, it's, I think I cannot describe this, especially for us, for Serbians from Partizan school, to play against some players that you know, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, you play against them when you were a child, and after in the first team, it's really special. About this game, you can talk, I don't know, 10 days before the game, 10 days after. If you lose, it's really complicated. Better you don't go from your house a few days, but after win it's really special, because you feel proud, you feel like you get excited and happy too much people. So it's really nice. I had luck to win derby, to celebrate some title after this derby. So it's really, really special. I also had the luck to play derby in Spain, Betis Sevilla. It's really special also, but for me, it's more special in Serbia, of course, because maybe in Serbia you have a little more tension, because every game You have half part of Partizan fans and half part of Red Star. So it's really, really special.
Darko Brasinic is joining us. We're talking about the great club Osasuna in La Liga in Spain. They've had a great season. Okay, you're in the semifinals of the Copa del Rey on March 1st against Athletic Club. And this is a bit of a clasico too, right? I mean, this is a big achievement for Osasuna. Maybe you can say a few words about that.
Yes, we played the Copa this year. We knew that we can do something, you know. And we played against great teams like Betis and Sevilla, and now we play against Bilbao. It's a big rivalry against us and Bilbao. So, two games, very difficult, very important. And we, like I said, we want to compete every game. So we want to win and go to final. Osasuna had one final in Copa in this history. So if we can go to another final, the special thing for our generation.
Keep an eye on Osasuna. This is a fan-owned club. 1920 it was formed. They're in the Copa del Rey semifinals against Athletic Club Bilbao. That is considered a clasico, and the winner gets Barcelona and Real Madrid. So what's it like for my American listeners to play at Real Madrid or to play at a Barcelona in those environments?
For us, it's a great thing because we start to play football for these games. You know, you want to go to Bernabeu and play against Real Madrid if you can to win this game. I had lucky also to win some game on Bernabeu to even to score. So it's really great, you know, because you can see sometimes you score some goal against another rival in league, and you have five message from mother, wife, and I don't know. But when you score against Madrid, it's really special. I don't know. You have like I don't know 200 messages, you know, already. So it's really special because the Barcelona and the Real Madrid, the greatest team in the world. So many fans in all world can watch that game. And imagine when you score against Madrid, almost every continent watching you in that moment, you know.
Yeah, the whole world saw you score against Real Madrid. That's a pretty amazing thing to even think about, right?
Yes.
Let's go on. Darko Brasinic is a midfielder for Osasuna. So excited that you came on the show tonight. And a big thank you to Hector Casseltort of Osasuna, who many people in Houston remember for getting this interview. So it's a historic semifinals. How much pressure are you feeling? Because you guys are within distance of getting into Europa League or, you know, even possibly the Champions League. Do you feel pressure to get into Europe and get into those tournaments?
Really no, because this success to get in the semifinal, it's really important. And we did everything all without pressure. We wanted to compete every game, and we know that it's some that we deserved. So we will play these two games against Bilbao like every game until now, try to win, try to go to final, be the team that we are, you know, a humble team, very professional players, with our fans. We want to win those games, but we don't feel any pressure because we know that we can achieve more, and but only if we play like until now.
Last one before I let you go, Darko, and thank you very much for this interview. We feel very privileged to get you on the show. You guys are currently eighth in the table in La Liga. Espanyol this weekend. Maybe some thoughts on the game against Espanyol, and people in America will be able to watch this game, obviously.
Yeah, perfect. Espanyol is a great team with great players and great staff. They signed some players also in January, so they play in their stadium. Obviously they want to win, but also we want to win. Like I said, we go and on every stadium to try to win. So on Saturday we want 3 points. We will be ready for this game, and I think that we can win.
Darko, thank you very much for coming on the show. A real treat tonight for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, too.
So that was Darko Bosanić of Osasuna. This weekend, they will be taking on Espanyol. So if you have an opportunity, check out some of the La Liga matches this weekend. All right. Another word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. You seek performance, you'll find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. At Advantage BMW in Midtown, when you go down there, you're expected and you will get premier service, and it'll be tailored to you. You'll join the expert sales team. They'll help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. I drive the X5. I've driven sedans in the past. Absolutely love the vehicles. The other thing I like, the service center. It's dedicated to putting your time first. So discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. That is Advantage BMW Midtown. Say hello to Steven and Justin. All right, stay with us. My great friend from Barcelona, he is Jordi Sunyer of TV3. We're talking everything La Liga when we come back, and the craziness of the transfer window.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters as we continue on here. And it's always great to visit with our great friend in Barcelona, Spain, TV3's Jordi Sunyer joining us now. Jordi, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me again, Glenn. Pleasure.
All right, transfer window madness. Let's get into this, because La Liga, I do know, is upset at the amount of spending from the Premier League, which was a remarkable $1 billion. How about just some general thoughts on what La Liga and their head people are saying about this transfer window?
Well, I think we are in two extreme situations, because in my opinion, Premier League clubs are distorting the transfer market, paying enormous amounts of money for players, and above all, you know, Chelsea spending lots of money, paying 120 million euros for Enzo Fernandez from Benfica. There's talk in Europe about Todd Boehly, the new majority shareholder for Chelsea. You know who he is. He's coming from American sports. That's a totally different philosophy. And of course, he's trying to bring Chelsea to the Champions League, to next Champions League, spending lots of money. And probably that's not the way it works at all here in Europe. But on the other side, it's the situation in the Spanish league. You wouldn't imagine the club that has spent the most money in winter transfer market is Espanyol. Of all clubs, they have spent 13 million euros only on three players: Mexican defender Cesar Montes, Spanish midfielder José Grajera, and Spanish goalkeeper Fernando Pacheco. Many of the signings have been loans. The financial situation in La Liga, it's not that easy, but we have to ask, is it better to overspend to be able to sign fantastic players, top-class players, but generating depth for the clubs? Or is it better the current situation in which La Liga is very strict with financial control of the clubs, so they limit their spending? Because with these limits, they cannot bring top-class players. But maybe in the long term, they are more financially sustainable. I think that's an interesting issue.
Yeah, it is. And the interesting thing about the Chelsea situation is when they sell players, all those profits are then calculated. And to comply with financial fair play, when they do these large contracts, people are saying, like us, we're out here, and fans are out here going, how could they keep doing this? But they spread the transfer fees over the life of the contract.
And
there's all these accounting tricks that they're using in order to pull us off. So I like the fact that Spain is focused and is not losing sight of sustainability. All right, Barcelona's transfer window. I know we had an MLS player that was involved there. Deal didn't go through. Julian Araujo of the LA Galaxy, an outside back. Maybe you can take us into Barcelona's transfers.
Yeah, they tried to sign him as kind of a replacement for the first team, because as you know, they have been playing the Barcelona first team with players that are not specific right backs. Ronald Araujo, not related to Julian, of course, and Jules Koundé, the French central defender. These are both central defenders. So this is a position not very well covered, but they have no money. Barcelona have no money to sign a first class, let's put it like this, right back. So they're trying to find these young gems around the planet. And it happens that Julian Araujo, which is a California-born player but with Mexican parents, and he's playing for Mexico, played for Barcelona Academy in the States before playing for the LA Galaxy. So he was suited to the Barcelona style of play. There was an agreement, €2 million for 50% of the pass of Julian Araujo until the end of the season. And then at the end of the season, Barcelona could do either cancel the agreement and then making it a simple loan with no cost for Barcelona, or paying another €2 million for another 40% of Julian Araujo's rights. But the papers didn't get on time. They were waiting until midnight for the MLS approval, which didn't arrive at the right time. So the deal collapsed. The deal fell through. It was finally not possible to bring Araujo, Julian Araujo, to Barcelona. They are trying to solve that. Let's see what happens in the next few days, because Barcelona are trying to solve the situation. And they were trying to sign Sofyan Amrabat from Fiorentina, the Moroccan international midfielder. Yeah. But because of Barcelona's situation, Barcelona wanted a loan of €3 million with option to buy in the summer, which could be an obligation to buy. But Fiorentina refused, so there was no possibility at all of bringing the Moroccan international to Barcelona.
Wow, what a player, and what a World Cup he had, Amrabat, for Morocco. All right, we're talking to Jordi Sunyer, TV3. It's been a number of years since we've had him on the show, and we're always so fortunate to get you on, Jordi. So we very much appreciate it. You know, you mentioned the Barcelona Academy in the United States, and of course, every team around the world really is interested in the U.S. market, the valuations of players, player development here, things growing, the league growing here, MLS. How legitimately do you think they are connected to that Barcelona Academy in America? Because a lot of these things are kind of shell, kind of publicity sort of deals with clubs. And I know some take it more serious than others. Is this a pretty seriously perused thing by Barcelona back in Spain, these academies in the U.S. that carry the name?
I think it's an interesting question. And I think it's about the balance of having a network of academies all around the world in which you can find this gem, this young gem about what I was talking before. But of course, this is using your brand as business. Of course,
well, it's first and foremost the vehicle of promotion, would you say?
Yeah, of course. If you want to, if you want your son, your daughter to succeed in the world of football, and you have the possibility to bring him or her to an academy labeled FC Barcelona Academy, of course, they know how to sell this. They know all marketing strategies, and Barcelona, FC Barcelona, or Real Madrid or whoever, any of the big clubs are very powerful brands. So you are more likely to bring your son there or your daughter there than to a local club or a local academy. In my area, for example, there's a Juventus Football Club Academy. It's quite awkward because you wouldn't imagine a Juventus Academy in the heart of Catalonia, where you have Barcelona and you Nice. Have also Espanyol. But they are trying to attract local talent. And I think there's a balance because, of course, it's very difficult for players coming from these academies around the world to succeed at Barcelona. But even if it's very difficult, I think they keep an eye. Let's say they keep a small eye, but they keep an eye on them because every year a tournament is organized in Barcelona training facilities with all FC Barcelona academy teams from around the world. So there, Barcelona coaches and sporting director and all staff can watch these games and watch if there's this young gem that they can bring to Barcelona in order to develop him further and see if he's a player capable of making it to professional football.
Jordi, if I take you back to Juventus planting an academy in and around pro clubs, including Barcelona, does Barcelona not get offended by that? I mean, you know, how do they feel as a club that Juventus is coming into their indigenous territory?
No, because it's part of the business. You know how football works, Glenn.
So it doesn't bother them.
No, because you have to be smarter. You have to be quicker. And the world of football has globalized. There are many Italian teams that have signed Catalan players and have scouts in Catalonia working for them because you know that there's talent here. So if Barcelona are not quick enough. For example, there's another club in the Barcelona area. Their first team is playing in Spanish third tier, which is Cornellà. And they have a very good academy. And they have signed agreements with English, not Premier League, but Championship clubs, such as Blackburn Rovers, Birmingham. And they send players there. For example, David Raya, the Brentford goalkeeper and Spanish international, was born and bred in Cornellà, played for Cornellà, and then went to Blackburn Rovers because of this agreement between the two clubs. Signed for Blackburn, developed as a goalkeeper in the United Kingdom, and he's now a Spanish international playing in Brentford in the Premier League. So you have to be smarter if you are Barcelona or if you are Juventus or if you are Manchester United. It's not a local thing. It's being smarter than anyone else.
All right, that was part one with Jordi Sunyer of TV3 in Barcelona, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. They are committed to working for you 24/7. Look, nobody wants to get in any type of an accident, but if you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, it's a nervy time. Nobody wants to be in these situations, but they do happen in life. Few things are worse than severe injury to family members. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm at 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. DaspitLaw.com will be on your side. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, supporting Soccer Matters and the great game of football. Also, quick word here for Advantage BMW before we head to break. Advantage BMW in Midtown. That's where you seek performance. You find luxury. You go down to Advantage BMW in Midtown, you ask for Steven, you ask for Justin. You will experience premier service that's tailored to you. The service center dedicated to putting your time first and excellence at Advantage BMW in Midtown, they don't just offer it, it's expected. Get to the expert sales team, talk to Justin, talk to Steven. They can help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown, promoting and presenting your game, the game of football. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Part two, Jordi Sunyer, TV3 in Barcelona.
You're listening.
listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. You head over to 2775 Fondren, you'll get the best in modern contemporary furniture. Danish Inspirations should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. DanishInspirations.com, you can check out the wide selection, stressless line. It's all there on the internet. The best in modern contemporary furniture. It's presented by the great Dane himself, Jan Christensen at DanishInspirations.com. Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture have been longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And each and every week, get ready and be prepared for Jan Christensen and the Danish Dynamite segment. Part two right now with Jordi Sunyer from TV3 in Barcelona. Barcelona come off a 1-0 victory over Girona. Maybe just some thoughts on what Xavi's doing and where we are at this point now with the rebuild of Barcelona. It seems pretty positive.
Let me pull your leg a little bit, Glenn. You are older than me. You are older than me, I think.
You had to say that.
And maybe you remember the French side of the 80s, they played what they called Le Carré Magique, the Magic Square in midfield. And Barcelona trying to, in a way, new tactics are always old tactics. And you look, for example, Pep Guardiola, sometimes he plays a 3-2-2-3 system, which looks like the WM of the 30s of the past century. So Xavi's trying to use this kind of square in midfield. At Girona, he tried to play with the normal and academical 4-3-3, but after Dembele's injury, he switched again to this system that he has used in other games. So he plays with another central midfielder alongside Sergio Busquets, normally Frankie de Jong. So both feel, let's say, more at ease and more accompanied each other. And then he plays with two attacking midfielders in front of them, which normally are Pedri and Gavi. So this makes this magic square in midfield, who gives you more control in midfield. You know, Barcelona's style of play is built through the domination of midfield. And then up front, you have Lewandowski, who will return on the next match day. And Ansu Fati or Rafinha or Ferran Torres or whoever. So Xavi's trying to change these tactics. It has worked for several parts of last La Liga games and in the Spanish Super Cup, in which they beat Real Madrid very clearly. Let's see what happens. He's sensing something has to change, something has to evolve. He's trying. And the thing is, Barcelona is leading the Spanish La Liga, 5 points adrift of Real Madrid. Things are more or less working, not in the 90 minutes of every game, but more or less, it seems Barcelona can be starting a good period for them.
Yeah, they picked up 2 points, Barcelona beating Girona, and then Real Madrid drawing Real Sociedad. Sociedad fighting like animals in that one defensively. By the way, Robert Lewandowski, 13 goals, leads the league. So that system you're talking about, Jordi, the width is brought by the outside backs, I assume.
Yeah. The thing is, Barcelona normally plays with they normally have to find this balance, because they normally have played with very offensive fullbacks. Jordi Alba is the best example. Now Alejandro Valde, very young but very quick and attack minded. But you have to find this balance, because teams are physically stronger and more keen to surprise with counterattacks. So that's why, for example, if you see at the two fullbacks, if you watch the two fullbacks, Koundé and Araujo are not attacking fullbacks. They are more defensive minded. So in the defensive phase of the game, you can turn them into central defenders and reinforce the defense. So this is, at the end, Glenn, this is very flexible. The systems are not orthodox. If you play with a very orthodox system, in my opinion, and Xavi knows that, it's not good for you because you lose the capacity of surprising the other team. If you change system, if you give variations of your idea of play during the game, it's easier for you to overcome the opponent. So that's what Barcelona does. Normally, they try to play with attacking fullbacks. That's right. But they have to keep a balance with their defensive capacities. And they are doing, because they have only conceded 6 goals in 18 matches. And I think, in my opinion, that's quite remarkable. Only 6 goals in 18 matches for such an attack-minded team like Barcelona.
Yeah, pretty incredible. And by the way, we're doing this interview prior to later on today. This is the morning here on a Wednesday, but later on today, Barcelona is at Betis, and then we'll be home to Sevilla, who's number 13 in the table. And by the way, Sevilla's won 3 out of their last 5 this weekend, so that's one to keep an eye on. Real Madrid will play Valencia on Friday, then at Mallorca on Sunday. Look, I thought this Real Madrid game against Real Sociedad, this was their best match, Jordy, since the World Cup break, despite not being able to score goals.
It was a tremendous football match, Glenn. It was one of the best games in La Liga this season, probably the best. And it was a 0-0 draw, but intensity, technical abilities by the players. And this is the speech or the idea coming from Madrid. It was a 0-0 draw. They are 5 points behind Barcelona in the league, but they think in Madrid they are finding the right form after the World Cup, because they really played well against Real Sociedad. Either of the two teams could have won. The same happened in Copa del Rey with Barcelona winning Real Sociedad 1-0. But they really think they are reaching their best level of form again, and they will fight for the La Liga title, even with this 5 points of gap with Barcelona. There's still a Clásico. There will be 2 Clásicos in the Copa del Rey. So, yeah, nothing's written still. And Madrid are confident they can fight for the title, really. Yeah.
Jordy Soulier, TV3. We got another 8 minutes with him, and then we're going to shut it down. But I got 2 questions I really want to talk to you about. All right. Isi Palazan of Rayo Vallecano. They call him Isinho. He's an amazing story. Made his pro debut at 28. He's 26. He's now 28. He was in the Real Madrid, Villarreal academies. He got dropped at 19. He went back to picking fruit in fields. And as you know, he's a short, powerful, 5'7" guy. I'm just trying to describe him to my listeners. But he has a personality that's incredibly. He reminds me a little bit of the old Italian player Toto Scarlatti. But tell me about this story. About this player, Isi Palazón.
He's from a rural area in Murcia, which is in southeastern Spain, and it makes a story similar to the Yago Aspas story. In this world of globalized football, with huge amounts of money paid and great transfers, the local guy, which is even dropped, as you were saying, by great academies and. Keeps working, is humble, plays lower league football in order to keep contact and in order to quench his thirst of playing football, and then reaches the first division again. That makes sensational headlines, because football has always been a working class game. It didn't start like that, but it's the game of the people. So if a normal guy such as Isi Palazón, for example, who is working in fields in agriculture in his native Murcia, becomes a first division player, that means that any one of us could be. I will not. I'm 44. I will not be a first division player, of course. But anyone
can be. There's still hope for you, Jordy. I'm hoping for you.
No.
Very busy.
I must say, there was a press game at Barcelona the other day. Journalists against Barcelona veterans, and I refused to go there because I didn't want to be ridiculous in front of all my colleagues. No, I'm done. I'm finished. No, anyway, this makes for a great story, and it's very appropriate that he plays for Rayo Vallecano, which comes from a very humble and working class neighborhood in Madrid, which is Vallecas. It's a big district. I mean, it's 300,000 inhabitants. It's not simply a neighborhood, but this is one of the most working class districts in Madrid. So Isi playing for Rayo Vallecano, it's perfect. It's the perfect combination, and he's doing well. He's quick, scores goals. Great story, really.
Yeah, and you know, I loved how he talked about his time back in the fruit fields, picking fruit, and what that meant in the course of his life, and getting him back into the professional game, and how that additional work and going to that level and doing those types of things, with no disrespect to anybody who picks fruit, but he said it had a remarkable impact on him.
Yeah, it helps you comparing the two things, even if he's maybe he's on a modest salary at Rayo Vallecano. Of course, it helps you comparing what it's like to be a professional football player and what it's like to be there, without being disrespectful, of course. Yeah, really.
Jordi Suñé, TV3. Okay, we got to go on this one really, really quick here because we only got a couple of minutes. But Gerard Piqué has this thing called the Kings League that plays in, we would call them armories, but these buildings in and around Barcelona. There's the thought that this is very similar to indoor soccer. There's some really weird rules. They have a goal card, which you can use your goal card to have a free penalty kick at any time or to take an opponent's top player off the field for 2 minutes. There's flares, there's strobes. It's very much like the indoor game of the 90s that was here in the United States. Position this a little bit for me, because, you know, you did mention to me that a lot of the YouTubers and people on social media are very interested in this. And there is some thought that 90 minutes of full soccer on a full pitch to some is boring. Can we say that? I can't believe that.
No, of course. But this is a generational thing. YouTubers, streamers, content creators are very popular around here. And Gerard Piqué has used them in order to, let's say, promote the Kings League. There are 12, let's say, between brackets teams, with 12 between brackets chairmen. And these chairmen are all streamers, YouTubers, people very popular here, thanks to social media, thanks to the internet. But that's entertainment, because as you were saying, it's entertainment for people who have at least watched some football. But I think it's not football for the proper football fans, because of all these rules you were saying. Sometimes they play 2 versus 2 or 3 versus 3 for 2 or 3 minutes. There are very awkward rules, but it's very quick. It's very quick. It's two halves of 20 minutes each. So it's sheer entertainment, because many things happen during this 40 minutes of play. You cannot get bored, because this is very quick. And former footballers who are playing in the Kings League and amateur footballers, I know a former professional footballer who played for one of the teams 2 weeks ago, and he was conceding that he didn't expect such a quick game, because it's 7-a-side, it's indoor football. It's if I want to watch football, I'll watch football. I won't watch the Kings League, but it has its audience. More than 1 million people turned it into Twitch for following last Kings League match day. So it's tremendous. 1 million people. But midterm, long term, you know, internet things get burned very quickly. There are many, many trends that pass very quickly. It's been a great success in the last few weeks, in the last few months, but I'm not sure if it will be a success midterm, long term. I think we have to wait for that.
Real quick, Jordi, there's headlines. Gerard Piqué trying to stir up Spanish football. I mean, this is all sensationalism, right? This could never, ever take over the world's game, the 90-minute game.
Well, I can't agree with him that maybe some football rules could need a change. Mm-hmm. Xavi Hernandez, for example, is talking about counting time on football like in basketball. I mean, stopping time every time the ball goes out of the pitch, for example, to avoid time-wasting tactics. Yeah. But I think you can't change it from the inside and not from the outside. He's trying to change football from the outside. And yeah, I think, in my opinion, it's not totally right.
Hey, it's a great sideline to the regular game. If it interests people, there's nothing wrong with that. But
that's it.
Jordi, as always, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
Thanks to you. Thanks to all our listeners for listening. Bye-bye.
All right. He's Jordi Suñé, TV3. That does it tonight for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock, at Soccer Matters GD, LamontBrands.com for your Soccer Matters t-shirts. Proceeds to the 501c charity Snowdrop Foundation. Until next Tuesday night, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.